Everybody, welcome to the Quitting Weed Podcast, day 89. I apologize for the audio. I'm recording this on my phone, so I'm outside, so you might hear some background noises. It's been a tough, long work day, so I just needed to get outside and go for a walk, and I also needed to record this podcast. So today's topic is living. It's important to live your life, or most of your life, being sober. Either from drugs or alcohol, because those type of stimulants, I like to look at everything from an evolutionary perspective. You know, are we meant to be high all the time? And I don't think so. I think, you know, especially before weed became legal, either medically or recreationally, it was actually kind of hard to get weed. Now, I know some people could get weed a little bit easier than others. They had a reliable person that they could buy drugs from. They may have had enough disposable income so they could buy the weed and still pay for the necessities. But for a lot of us, we did it for most of our lives. So, you know, using weed, and I'll stick with this with weed, not just, you know, I'm not going to go into alcohol or other types of drugs that are there. But I feel like weed was mostly used for celebratory purposes. Or maybe certain purposes medically. Or, you know, I can also see it being used for creativity, to spur the creative moments. But, you know, I mostly used it for celebratory stuff. And then I just became addicted. And I know they say, you know, you can't be physically addicted to weed. And if you look at those, if you go online and say, you know, what drugs are the most addictive or what substances are the most addictive, weed tends to be a little bit lower on the list. But I was definitely mentally addicted. Like, I wanted to get high. And mostly, I've said this in the past, I wanted to get high to have fun and also to be creative, but mostly to have fun. And then after a while, I got high just to, like, ignore any issues I was facing. And I don't think that we, especially me, but I think almost everybody, wasn't meant to live their life always being high, you know? So that's why, like, I'm not anti-weed, definitely not anti-weed. And this pod is meant to help people that want to quit weed, not to tell people that they should be quitting. And I find that a lot of my listeners, or actually the people that just email me or DM me, have been wanting to quit weed, and they found this podcast inspirational. So you'll never hear me say, like, you know, you shouldn't do weed because of this. It's good. This is bad for your health or changes your brain chemistry. I purposely try to avoid those topics. And if I do, I usually just talk about it for myself on how it improved my health and how I became a better person from quitting weed. But from going back to the evolutionary perspective, that I like to put through everything. And I like to do this with my diet and my exercise. So, like, in my diet, like, you know, early man probably didn't eat processed foods. They didn't really have those processing techniques. Now, there may have been some. You know, let's say if they found some beans and legumes and they soaked them. Or early days in farming, you know, they figured out on how to cross hybrid different types of fruits, or, you know, make nuts less toxic. You know, I've heard that apple seeds and even almonds had cyanide in them. And so you had to be careful, and farmers figured out a way to have them to have less cyanide in them so you can be safe to eat. That type of processing, I think, is okay. I mean, it's still like a little bit on the primitive side of the type of processing, more of a natural processing. But yeah, we weren't meant to eat like food from like potato chips or chocolate covered pretzels, which I do like every once in a while, especially the dark chocolate kinds. And I think the same thing goes with weed. I don't know if, like, it was just so easy to go get weed and roll up a joint or put it in a pipe and smoke it. I doubt it was. And so when you take advantage of that, it could have some bad effects on you. And it definitely had some bad effects on me. And that's why I had to quit. I couldn't, you know, for me, I couldn't just like quit and then just like, oh, I'm only going to use it for celebratory or special time, celebratory situations or just special times when I need it. For me, I had just had to quit because I had a huge problem with weed. I was just smoke and smoke and smoke. And even when I've taken those short breaks in the past, I'll go right back into smoking. And I told that story, I think it's like an early in one of my podcasts of like me throwing the weed in the trash can and then hours later or the next day even going into the trash can. And I live in a complex, so there's like a, you know, you throw your trash outside. So I had to go into the trash can, find the bag that I threw it in. Sometimes it'd be at the bottom. And open it up and get my weed out. And if I couldn't find it, then I would just go and spend the money to go buy some weed. So yeah, I definitely had a problem. So that's kind of like my message for this pod. You know, I'm ad-libbing a little bit because I'm outside. A lot of times when I do this pod, I write down what I want to say. So it keeps me a little bit more focused. And I'm hoping that it benefits the listener when the pod's not all over the place. But yeah, going back to the topic is, I don't think we were meant to get high all the time. And, you know, I'm starting to realize that, you know, what I was doing to myself wasn't right. You know, whether health-wise or just, you know, maybe even career-wise or even, you know, even if you were to quit weed and it doesn't really, you don't find yourself like, you know, oh, I'm doing more at work or doing more stuff for my personal growth. It may not happen right away, but like, you may enjoy, I'm a little wandering here, but at least for me, like, I'm enjoying life more since I quit weed. And I have done quite a bit of stuff in the last like 89 days since I quit weed. Started a couple of podcasts, wrote a book, working on a software project. So like, also got a better relationship with my wife and starting to hang out with some more of my friends. That may not be the case for everybody that has quit weed. They may find themselves still stuck what they were doing. But I think your life, especially the ones that might be, haven't seen that much improvement in their life, that will come. And it doesn't happen immediately. It could just be a very small, incremental changes, positive changes. And then when you look back over a period of time, you're like, wow, you know, changes have happened in my life, and all for the better. So, and you know, right now I feel good. I feel like some of the crazy productive stuff that I was doing has slowed down a bit. But that's okay. I'm actually okay with that. I actually figured that's going to come. You know, I've never been really a workaholic my whole life, and kind of always been a slacker. And I do believe in the regression to the mean. So, you know, I'll have periods of huge productiveness, and then I'll have periods where, you know, I'm just skating by. And I think when I was smoking weed, those periods of productivity, those periods where I have high productivity would be far and few in between. And the periods where I would be slacking would be almost all the time. I still do some slacking, but it's less so than I did before. And I'm hoping that, you know, it'll be even less more as I continue. So that's it. I want to keep this podcast under 10 minutes. Sorry, I rambled on a lot. But yeah, just the too long, didn't read. You know, have you seen that on like some articles? The TLDR of this pod would be, we weren't meant to live our life in an altered state we weren't meant to live in an altered state our whole life. Those should be just saved for special occasions. And for some of us, you know, like for me, it was weed, though I use it too much, so that's why I had to quit. And so that's it. All right, so thanks everybody. I will see you guys this Friday. This Friday will be my day 91, so I'll give my thoughts on being clean for 3 months. So, all right, that's it everybody, thanks.